Well, technically, there is just one. I know. Now, we do have many translations because, you know, scholars, they keep finding more reliable documents, you know, that have been unearthed and that type of thing. And we have better translation techniques. Really not just for word-to-word translations, but cultural themes written into the text, as well as, you know, just helping us understand why things happen the way they did in the Bible at the time that they happened. And then how can we apply that to, say, 2019, you know, and beyond, really? Because that is part of the whole process of proper biblical interpretation, is that it not only applies to the people that it was written to, but it also has to apply for all time. So the meaning of the passage would apply for all time, not just, well, you know, it's just specific to them, has no relevancy for us whatsoever, and so just ignore it.
Yeah.
You know, so this is where we say scripture interprets scripture. So that's where, you know, that's why we have all these different translations, because we all want to seek, you know, the real answer that God is trying to tell us in his word, to the most truthful aspect of it.